Morning, church.
Morning.
Can I encourage everyone here, if you're on Facebook, to follow the C3 Fremantle Facebook page? You can then follow Pastor Nigel and Andrea, Steve and, I was going to say Lydia, Graham, on their journeys in Liberia. You can just see some of the amazing, Nigel and Andrea have been putting up some pictures of the work that's being done in Liberia, that church. You need to pat yourself on the back because you're not there, you can't go there, you may never ever get to go there, but every one of you has got a fingerprint on what's happening in Liberia, so well done. So continue to pray for them while they're away. Ebola is... Liberia is Ebola-free, but we have heard that there was somebody who came back from Sierra Leone and was put into quarantine for 3 weeks. So let's just pray that Liberia stays Ebola-free, that it has been, not eradicated, but this is a country that's is rebuilding, and that we're just going to continue to pray, and that God has got his hand on Liberia. So just keep praying for them. It's a great place. We get messages from Pastor Collie and that all the time, so it's all good. Church, I'm going to talk to you. I'm not going to preach. I don't want to preach. I'm just going to share with you. What's next week? Volunteer party. Next Sunday. You can be excited, everyone. It's a party. It's a party. It's going to be fun. And it's a time where we as the church, so that's the staff, the few of us that are here, we get to say thank you. So we actually want to honour those that serve in our church. So that's next Sunday. So everyone is welcome. We're going to do something a little bit different in the service. It's going to be really fun. And we're going to have a party after. So we've got party food. So come along, join in. It's going to be awesome. But I'm talking about serving today. Why do we serve and what's the value of it? And I want to ask this question to everyone that's here. Does the church need you? Really? Do you think that the church needs you? It does. Every single one of us, no matter what your role is, whether you think that you're important or not, or that you've got something to offer, every one of you is valued and needed by the church. One reason why we need to be connected to the church family is that it fulfills the calling that God to serve other believers in practical ways. 1 Corinthians, all of you together are Christ's body, and each one of you is a part of it. Your service or what you do in the church is desperately needed. Every one of us has a role to play, no matter how big or how small. There are no insignificant ministries in the church. Some are visible, so some things are very, very like Sandy playing bass on a Sunday. It's in our face. Well, the music team, it's right there every Sunday. Sorry, Sandy. No, but what I mean, it's there. It's there for everyone to see. But who sees the person buying the cool drink for the cafe? Who sees the person cutting up the flyers for kids' church? Who sees the person making the kids' visitors' packs? That's the things that are the invisible things. But those things are vitally important to our church. So every one of us has a role to play. I need an assistant. Shane and Sandy. I'm not sure I've got enough pieces. Right, I need everyone to be given a piece of puzzle. So just take a thing. Hand them out. Thanks. Yeah, so just pass them along the row and they can pass them along. So what? This is just a little funny little thing. This is a little piece of puzzle, right? Every one of us has a place to place in a jigsaw puzzle. We can't always see the big picture, but that piece is vitally important. You might not know who you fit with or who you connect with, but as you come into church and you serve and you just make yourself available, you know what? God finds a person that you're meant to fit with. Sometimes it may not be the person that you think. It may not be in the area that you expect to serve in. But God sees the big picture. So as you get your little piece of the puzzle, you're thinking, I've got no idea what this piece of puzzle is going to make. You know what? That's what it is when we serve God. Sometimes we don't know the picture. Can we go to slide 2? Thank you, Conrad. Now I'm going to give you a couple of this. So I've done a little bit of research with, and this is not from church statistics. This is actually from out there world statistics. 6 reasons why we don't serve. 42% of people say they're too busy. 11% of people say I've had a bad past experience when I volunteered or I served. I don't want to serve again. Another 11% say too many family pressures. 9% of people say I don't want to be tied down. 7% of people say I don't know what to do. 7% feel unqualified, unworthy. They're all legitimate reasons. Some of them, it's not that. Some of us just don't want to serve. But it's really important to serve. Thank you. Do we get them all out? Ooh. So what it makes, it's just a picture of some little cupcakes. That's what the big picture is. And there's 2 bits left over. Cool. Now I need you to find your piece after the service, okay? Who do you connect with? No, just joking, just joking. Okay, so this is what it looks like. No. I think I've lost where I'm up to. Nick, can we go to the next slide? Thanks, Conrad. So this is another from a worldly statistics as well. 4 benefits of serving. It's charitable to serve, so we lend a hand to those in need. We take an active part in our community. We make an impact on other people's lives as well as our own. And we help to combat social justice. So social justice is a big social injustice. Sometimes the reasons we serve can be vocational, that it helps build our resume with experiences that employers may want. We learn and develop jobs and interpersonal skills. We can make career contacts and we network. We explore new fields and interests with freedom. And we can gain future job experience. Sometimes employers, they think, if you've volunteered somewhere, that's a really great thing. Next slide. Thank you, Conrad. So a personal benefit is to practice self-discovery, to explore our values and our place in the world, to expand our education by making connections between classes, or if we're volunteering in a university or a school environment, and the real world, because sometimes what we get involved in and what the real world is are 2 entirely different things. And a personal thing is that it actually challenges us. It causes us to actually be put out there sometimes in an environment that we may not be willing or wanting to be involved in. Social benefit of serving. We feel needed, connected, and we feel like we're contributing. We can share the knowledge that we have and our expertise with others while learning from them. We can meet and make new friends. And we can foster deeper bonds with team members and friends. The social aspect of serving is a really in a church environment. I know there's a lot of people here who've come into church and they've made new friends and they've got established great relationships. I mean, How many of you here have made great friends through the teams that you serve in church? Yep. How many? Eunice is waving her hand. How many of you have made new friends through the groups that you're involved in that you maybe in the past you would not have socialized with? You just look around our church. So everyone, just take a swivel your head around and have a look. This is a church that's made up not of just white Australians. 30 years ago, I couldn't imagine that I would be in a church that we had Filipinos, that we had Africans, we had Kiwis, you know, Malaysians, Indians. You know, that's how diverse. And we are now just interacting with so many different people. And it's that interaction that is actually brings us a great benefit. Mental health practitioners are actually now encouraging people to volunteer, to help them out of their issues, to help them to deal with things. I was speaking to a friend of mine who's a psychologist, she's doing a lot with the public mental health system, and she says that that's what they're doing now. We're actually encouraging people to get involved in a church, go along to church, start serving, and see what a difference it makes. They encourage people to get involved in sporting clubs. Just go down and volunteer. I was talking to Charlie earlier this week, and he was saying that a lot of the volunteers at the football club are there because they've been encouraged by their doctor to get involved in a sporting club. Some of them, that's their life. They are down there from the crack of dawn on a Saturday morning, and they're the last ones to leave. They don't care what they do. They just want to be involved. I don't know how they're going to go when footy season's over. So it's just... So, you know, that's the importance of it. Today... Oh, sorry, let me just go back to my... Yep. What happens when one party of the body fails to function? So if we all have the thing, well, I'm going to leave it up to someone else to do, what happens? You get sick, the rest of the body suffers. Imagine if your liver decided to start living for itself. It says, I'm tired, I don't want to serve the body anymore. I just want to take off and be fed. I've got to do what's best for me. Let some other part take over. What would happen? It would die. That's right. It would die. You would die. Today, and this is in church, today thousands of local churches are dying because we have people who are not willing to serve. They sit on the sidelines as spectators and the body suffers. Church is a team thing. It's not just one person up here doing it all. I know that I couldn't do the job that I do without, I've got a team of people under me that come in and they volunteer and they do the things that need to be done. But you as a church, you only see me doing what I do. But it's not. I have Claire Langlands, who has volunteered for years as an assistant to me. Suzanne Parkinson used to come in on Fridays and do all my photocopying and cutting up and putting together what needed to do. Deb comes in on a Tuesday or a Monday and she helps pay with filing and putting packs together. But sometimes as a church we only see the people at the front, but it's the people behind the scenes that are so important. God calls you to a service far beyond anything that you could ever imagine. He created you for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for you to do. When you serve others, you're actually serving God. So you might think, oh, well, I'm just doing it for the pastors, but you're not. You're actually doing it for God. It's no wonder so many churches sometimes are stagnating. If all we do is come and take on a Sunday, we're not created to just come and take. We're not created to be takers. We're created to be givers, to be servers. David, can you put the... Oh, sorry, Conrad, can you put the next picture up? Right, this is a picture of the Dead Sea. Do you know why it's called the Dead Sea? Because it's dead. Nothing grows there. There's no life, there's nothing. It is dead. It gets filled by the Jordan River. So the Jordan River is its only major water source flowing in. Do you know why it's dead? Because there's no outlets for it. It can't flow out. There's no flow through. It just gets stuff in. Next picture, Conrad. The Sea of Galilee. The lake is fed by underground springs, but its main source is the Jordan River. But it has outlets. That's us, church. Do we want to be the Dead Sea or do we want to be the Sea of Galilee full of life? We as a church, we come in, we get fed, but we've got to have an outlet. It's really important for us to have something that we give out to. So the Sea of Galilee is fresh water. It's filled with fish. It's filled with life. The Dead Sea, no fish, no life. Salt water, 7 times saltier than the oceans of the world. I don't want to be a Dead Sea. So the Dead Sea has pools around it, quicksand pits. You can get trapped and die. Can I have the next slide up? Thank you. How can you serve? You can do anything. Shake hands on the door. Look after kids. We have a lot of people in our church who don't have anyone to visit them. Sometimes they might come to church on a Sunday and that's all they do. Some of them can't get out. Some of them have got no family, no friends. We need people that can maybe make a phone call. Ring them up. How are you? How are you doing? Take him out for a coffee. Make a meal for someone. We can do, every one of us can do it. God has given every one of us the ability to serve. Every one of us. None of us can say, oh, I can't do it. I've got nothing to offer. Can you drive a car? Can you cook a dinner? Can you make a cup of tea? Can you smile? Can you shake a hand? We can all do something. Look, this is not about, oh, you guys, you need to do more. It's not what it's about. It's just it's about us doing it together. Because you know what? We're better together. Every single one of us, we can't do it on our own. Slide 8, the next one, please, Conrad. So why serve? Because we're family. Because that's what family do. We look out for each other. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:9, we are co-workers in God's service. If you're in God's family, God wants you to get along with other family members. Now, it's probably sometimes families don't always get along the best, but God is more interested in the relationships you build during service together than in the service that you do. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. He wants you to learn to get along with the family of God. Point 2, because we need each other. I, as a pastor of the church, need you. I need those that come in and volunteer. I need those that help on the door. I need those that make this service work. I need the maintenance guys that come in and volunteer to change light globes because I don't want to be climbing up a ladder and changing them. We need each other. We need each other to serve. No one person has all the talents and the gifts. God's done it so that we are all, so the talents are actually shared amongst us. So that you need me and I need you. Each of us finds our meaning and function as part of Christ's body. And the third point, because we get more done. Imagine if you were the person, okay, I'm going to use Shane Elliott because he's not really here, so it's okay. He's here, but he's not really here because he's really in Hong Kong, so we can pick on him. Imagine if Shane had to play, do the sound, do the lights, preach, be on the door. Could he do it? I know he can do a lot of things. But the thing is, that's not how it is. We get more done when it's shared. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, two are better off than one because together they can work more effectively. We bring out the best in each other when we do it together. It's about teamwork. God wants to use you in ways you've never expected. You might say, I've got nothing to offer, but you have something. God has wired us so that we feel most alive when we're part of a team that's establishing something for God's kingdom. Teams cause us to get closer to each other. Sometimes we do rub each other up the wrong way and we get irritated and frustrated. But sometimes that's us having to work out little things in our hearts too. They cause us to get closer, to get more done, and to have more fun. It's no fun working alone. I'm sure in many of your life groups and that, it's not just serious stuff. It's not just you. You come there, you tell funny stories, you share about life, and it is fun. When you get together for an eternal purpose, it builds an unstoppable team that can accomplish great things for God. When I was just like looking at some of the people that have volunteered over the years too, we've got a lot of people, and I thought of this lady that used to volunteer at Port Care, Leslie Bishop. Now, when we first met Leslie, like Catherine, a few people who volunteer, but that Leslie was this, she was scared of her own shadow. She wouldn't come out. She was just too afraid to do anything. Lived here, just stayed in. And I'm not sure even how she came to Port Care. But she came in. Charlie encouraged her to start to come in and to volunteer. And before we know it, like Leslie, if you'd met her maybe, I don't know, 6 months, a year after, she was just this, she didn't have it all together, and that's not what I'm saying, but she was on that journey. Same with many of the people at Port Care. You know, they're volunteers. They're not perfect. They make mistakes and they can be frustrating. And they, I know Catherine and Charlie at times probably, But you know what? They're there doing it, trying to make Port Care a better place. And that's like church as well. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to mess up. You're going to do it wrong or you're going to upset someone. But you know what? It's okay. We don't expect perfection. Like Sheila said, it's coming into church. If you're waiting for your life to be perfect before you make that decision to come in a church, you know what? It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. Just look around you. Look at the person beside you. Are they perfect? Do they look perfect? Now, be nice, be nice, be nice. Okay. They're not perfect. But you know what? God is perfecting them. And our example in everything we do is Jesus. What did Jesus do? Did he come and lord over everyone? Did he come and say, well, I'm the king, I'm the Messiah, you must do everything for me? No, he didn't. He came as a servant to sacrifice. He sacrificed everything that he was for us. So church, can I encourage you to serve? But to serve not grumpily. And I know we have grumpy times, and I know that we have fights on the way to church with the kids, and the kids be difficult, and I don't want to wear that, Mum. And the husband, you know, I'm sure they're probably, you know, they're doing things too. But, you know, it's not about us. At the end of the day, our life is not about us. It's not about me. It's not about what I get and what I want. But it's about the people around me. The Amy Beathams. The Ross Rowlands. Richard Wilkinson. Rebecca. Church, that's what it's about. And can I'll just say, if you're not serving, you're missing out. You are missing out. You're missing out on a blessing of being interacting with other people. You're missing out on getting to know another culture. Because we have got such a diverse range of people in our church that you sit down and you listen to their stories. Take the time to not sit in your clique out there in the cafe, but take the time and sit with someone else. Find your puzzle piece connection. Find out who you're matching up with. Sandy's like, mm. Church, our volunteers, the people that serve, are the lifeblood of our church. You need to know how valuable you are to us. And we can't honour every single person every single month, but you need to know that your contribution is valued and important. And we need to say thanks more often. So we're having a party next week. While we would all acknowledge that fact, it's easy to forget about the day-in, day-out ministry. The volunteers arrive every Sunday. The music team, what time did you guys get here this morning? 8:10. Who was still in bed at 8:10 this morning? There's a few hands there, yeah. But they're here at 8:10, but you know what time they're up? They're not up at 8:10. Okay, what time do you leave home? 7:30. He's got two small children, leaves home at 7:30. They'll be leave here, I don't know, 12, get home at, you know, 1. That's a long day. But you know what? They do it every week. And Tuesdays. They come with a smile on their face, whether it's real or painted on, and they serve. Because it's the right thing to do. For the extroverts, if you're an extrovert, I'm not. It's an invigorating experience that they just can't wait to be involved with other people. You know, it's for introverts, we kind of see it as a duty to be fulfilled. Oh, that's what I have to do. But regardless of your motivation, our effectiveness long term depends on our volunteers. We can never, ever afford to hire the volume of people that is needed to run our church. If we had to pay all of our musos, if we had to pay our sound guys, if we had to pay our lighting guys, if we had to pay our cafe managers, our kids workers, we'd be out on the street. We cannot afford it. So church, thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for the areas that you serve in, because we couldn't do it without you. Because church, we, you, me, the pastors, the key leaders of this church, we are better together. So when you're thinking, when you're, I don't know if you're in kids' church and you think, oh, just being vomited on or, you know, just smile and say, we're better together. Thank you, Jesus, that I get to serve in the kids' ministry. The cafe team, you know, they're some of the last people here on a Sunday having to clean up. We sit, we enjoy our coffee, we enjoy our hot chips, we enjoy our toasted sandwiches and our cakes. And Bicky's that Kylie lovingly bakes most weeks. But they're the last ones to leave. When it's 40 degrees out there, guess what? They're stuck in the kitchen cooking hot chips. So church, we're better together. Every single one of us. So next week, we're having a party to celebrate you. We're going to give you some forms on how to serve, on how or where you can serve. If you're not serving, please put your hand, come and talk to us. See the information desk. Come and see any one of the, you can talk to any one of the musicians and say, hey, I want to do this. You can talk to our kids workers. You can talk to the cafe staff. You can talk to Jane, who runs the service team. Because you know what? There's always a, there is a place for you, regardless of what you think. Every single one of you has a place. Just like that puzzle piece that you've been given. That puzzle piece connects with someone to make the picture. So that's, and that's us. So church, can I have the musos up, please? Siri, what don't you understand? Come on. It's about serving. That's what I'm... See, some people don't understand what it means to serve. See, Siri doesn't understand. So, church. Siri can come and talk to me later. Yeah. We can find a place for Siri. Yeah. So, church, can I just encourage you this morning? Just, you know, we are better together. I just can't say that we're better together. I need you. You need me. You need the person alongside you. So, thank you. Thank you, church. Thank you for serving. Thank you for making this house what it is today. Thank you for your financial contributions. Thank you for your contributions of your time, your energies, your passions. Thank you. And remember, we are better together. So we're going to hand over to the worship team. We're going to have something fun. And we're going to party next week and say thank you. So church, thank you so much.